Here's what I do think too. I think, so you'll have the initial Runeterra launch, right? And the way you're talking about the Shadow Isles, it being like you're going back and we're seeing the blood, I feel like that's going to be very tempting. I think you're going to have the initial launch, everyone goes out. Man, maybe I'm just biased, but I feel like I don't want to go straight to the Shadow Isles. I want one expansion.
No, I don't.
One something, maybe even two somethings. And then the Shadow Isles. And I don't even want to touch the Void for a while.
Yeah.
For a pretty long time. And even when we do touch the Void, I want it to be Ishtal. Or not Ishtal, what's it called? Why am I blanking on it? The Akathia. I want it to be Akathia and not like the Freljord level Void. Like I want it to be Gruntlings.
I completely agree. I totally thought the same exact way that Akathia is like the perfect starting point for the Void, right? It's the perfect little teaser, little taste. Because like Akathia has the history behind it where it is a significant place. But it's also not like the place that you think of immediately when you think of the Void. At least not for me. So I feel like it's perfect to where we could run in there and we'll see the horrors. We'll see how unmatched we are. And it's not even like the beginning of the Void for us. So yeah, like if anything, definitely not on launch. The launch, we need to be dealing with like more petty stuff like Noxus and Demacia. And like, you know, like Shodima, you know, dealing with its stuff, whatever's going on there. I think we seem to be dealing with the local drama before we start getting to things that are taking over the world, you know? We need to build up to that scale. And even then, I want us to be outmatched. I want us to not be able to do it alone, you know? Maybe, I always forget his name from Targon, the mage.
Tarik.
Yeah,
from Demacia. He came from Demacia, climbed the mountain. He's like, he's the, I forgot which aspect he bound with. I think I gotta look back at his story. But yeah, he's joined with an aspect. He's cool.
Yeah. I was saying, like, we need to get like Tarik and like Ryze involved, you know, to like cheese out the Void, because there's no way in heck we can fight them head on. You know what I mean? We need bigger players than us to step in to fight the Void. But in the very beginning, we can handle the petty stuff going on between the nations, you know, as just like members of an army or of a Runeterra peacekeeping corps or something, you know?
Yeah.
But we definitely don't start out at the Void.
We gotta solve some of the big problems first. Noxus and Demacia problems, Piltover and Zaun problems. I think, I think the first expansion, I don't think it should be included, and I think it should be an expansion, is Ishtal. I feel like Ishtal would make a great expansion that's not like super world-ending threat. You have like a new class, the Axiomata. So like to the people of Ixtal, there's like, it's like has to do with the material forces. And they use elemental magic from like the simple to very complex, and they have axioms, and it's like different elements. Think of the Avatar, but not really. But it's almost like nature magic, and they use a different elements, and that's like an awesome class, I think, where you're using the elements. And then there's the, obviously it's an unexplored forest. There's elemental drakes. So I know we've been on the Imperial Dragons right now. But there's like abandoned ruins scattered throughout Ishtal, and there's these elemental drakes there as well. And they're from, and they like, even the last time that they fought, the elemental drakes, the last time they fought with mortals was during the Shuriman War against the Void. The Shurima War against the Void for Akathia.
Oh.
But for the most part, they like, they're left alone at this point. So they're not stupid, they're pretty smart. And then I feel like all that going on in there would make a great expansion. Like we could deal with the, what's her name again? Zira, who's like this plant lady. I feel like she'd be a really good kind of thing, something that we go up against within Ishtal.
Like an early raid type deal.
Ishtal would be a cool expansion. But like it could even be the first expansion in my opinion.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, especially because it's such like a central, like even just like geographically, it's very central in terms of like the main continent, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right. It has enough problems going on. It has enough flavor to it. to where it can stand alone as its own expansion.
Enough and I can cool, totally unique see it. Stuff. I love it.
Yeah,
like dude, the Vidalion and stuff like that, or the even just like the city of Ishao Kahn. There's cool characters. Man. Yeah, I just feel like it's
and you know
it's
you
there.
Know the armor sets are gonna look sick. Oh, Ishao armor sets would go crazy.
Oh yeah, they would.
I'd be so into that actually. Oh my god, no, yeah, Ishao expansion, please. And I definitely think Ionia is like. For sure expansion worthy in my opinion. There's more than enough going on in Ionia, and there's more than enough flavor for Ionia to be its own expansion. Absolutely. And that's another early expansion, right?
Yeah,
we're not world ending at that point yet either. We're still just kind of dealing with whatever's going on, maybe like, you know, recruiting Ionia into the rest of the world for whatever is to come, whether that's the like freaking Aurelian soul crown meteors falling from the sky or what, you know. We're preparing for something bigger with these expansions.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I want to say this too. You know how we're like right now we're in that expansion mindset, you know, World of Warcraft, they kind of did something different now where it's like three expansions a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're doing a saga, which is a one overarching story over three expansions.
I would like to see that happen.
Me too.
With like the Freljord saga, Ionia saga, even do Ishtal. I don't know if Ishtal needs like a full saga, but you could do a saga. I want to see it like really fleshed out. I don't want to see stuff rushed through.
Yeah, and the thing I like about that, what you just said, at first I was like, Freljord saga. I was like, so it's just like three expansions in the Freljord? And it's like, no. The first expansion, definitely in the Freljord. First expansion could be entirely in the Freljord. And that'd be great. But the great thing about that is that afterwards, your next expansion could just be taking place in the old world and, like, you know, maybe like adding some new smaller areas here and there, sure. Just like some big content.
Yes.
But it's more so, it's more so about Freljord impacting the rest of the world afterwards, right? Like, you're still spending a lot of time in Freljord, for sure. And I'm sure they're going to be, you know, fleshing out Freljord even further every expansion. But you're going to have everything else going on in the world that you're going to be exploring too. So you're not just spending the entire expansion in a snowy landscape and getting sick of the snow.
Exactly.
The freaking Green Plains of Demacia again.
And no one's going to get upset because you're having it's part of a saga. So it's not like we're releasing expansion and it's just taking you back to the old zones. It's like it's part of the saga and we're going back
Exactly. Freljord's still the main focus, you know?
Yes.
Even when you're in these other zones, you're still talking about what's going on in the Freljord, but you're preparing for what's going on in the Freljord. You know, you're getting these armies together. You're helping out wherever you can in Demacia, Noxus, and Shurima, everywhere. Even Ishtal that you've now like befriended at this point to some extent, even though they might still be a little weary about you
because we don't. The Axiomata class people, the people who re-rolled to the Axiomata, are with you now.
Yeah, dude, that kind of stuff. No, I would love that, especially. Well, one of my favorite parts about what they did with a saga, a three expansion saga, is that you know there's going to be a beginning, middle, and end to this story. This story that's being told for three expansions is going to have a conclusion that is satisfying, hopefully, if it's written right. But like, it's a hard part about MMOs, any live service game where storytelling is important, is that things just kind of drone on for a while, right? For years. You're gonna have these characters that they need to be going through some conflict at every single point in time, and like for like 10 years now, like Anduin is still having problems emotionally. And it's like dude, I get it, just so like
what I've
the
done.
Idea that... yeah it's just like, man, come on, at this point I'm really like I'm over it personally.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So the idea that like we're here to tell a story, this saga is a story that will be told, there's gonna be a conflict, gonna have a big climax, and everything will be done and we'll be able to move on to the next thing with a clean conclusion, clean wrap up.
Yeah,
that's
take your time with
that
it.
Is unheard of in MMOs. Yeah, exactly. Take your time and enjoy the story, because there's gonna be another story after this one that'll be completely different, you know?
Yeah, I feel like
new
it's always a rush.
New faces, all that stuff.
Get to the next one. Get to the next one. Get to the next one.
Exactly.
It's like, let's just let's not worry about the next one and then just focus on this one right now. Make it like really good, extend it out. It's okay if it takes like freaking the Freljord, if it takes 3 years, that's a good thing. That's okay.
Yeah, with a clear focus, a clear plot that's being driven along, and you know it's going somewhere. Like, that's unheard of in MMOs. Seriously, I think even Final Fantasy XIV has that problem, where it's just, you're moving on to the next thing over and over and over again. Yeah, and you're right, it's just kind of a stagnant pace that you're stuck at the whole time. And it can really hurt. Like, especially by the time you go through, like, your third full, like, expansion, you really get the flow of how the MMO is telling its story. And it becomes super bland. So, yeah, if they do something like that, individual stories that take a couple expansions to get through, I would love that. Oh my god, please, Riot.
That was honestly a good idea. That was a great idea, is to spread it out like that, the way that they're doing now this
it's
saga.
It's very smart, I agree. I think it's big for them.
And it makes people feel like, instead of being like, you're not going to get anything for 3 years, it's like, no, you're getting something every year. And I feel like all they did was take an expansion, which was supposed to be, usually it was 2 years. They added it a third year and just said, okay, you're going to get three pieces. It'll be in three parts. And they added to it.
It's a three-act story. Yeah.
That's the way to tell a story.
It's a genius idea. I completely agree. Even just the fact that, it's split up into three acts is so perfect. You're going to have a traditional, hopefully well-thought-out story in an MMORPG, which is just, like, it's honestly revolutionary. Finally, we're going to get a story with a conclusion in an MMO.
Yeah, and they need to keep looking. Riot team needs to keep looking at outside sources and see what everyone else is doing. What was that other MMO that like people kind of went crazy about for a while? It's like way too Unreal Engined out.
Oh, you know, man.
Ashes of Creation. Something
like that. Ashes of Creation. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, it's that indie MMO.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever play it, but at the same time, Riot needs to, I think it's definitely good to look at these other companies and see what they're doing and to give you an idea of what you need to do. Like, look at World of Warcraft. Look at what they did a lot wrong.
Don't copy too close to what they wrote down. But
I'm not saying to copy their work, but look at what's working. Like, this thing was received really well. I feel like you should do that. The Freljord should be a whole series. Ishtar should be a whole series if you want. Ionia should definitely be a whole series.
Ionia is definitely a whole series.
Yeah.